We're going to read this morning from and continued Maggidah chapter 13. We'll complete the chapter. There's verse with one purport and a little discussion at the end. The scene is Maharaj Prataparudra getting Lord Chaitanya's mercy. A very beautiful part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Step by step by step by step, slowly step by step, Maharaj Prataparudra has gained the favor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Leela. Always because Maharaj Prataparudra is pure in his devotion, Lord Chaitanya was using his as an instrument to teach a Vaishnava principle, particularly those in the renounced order, to not be careless and casual about association with worldly persons. This is true even for any Vaishnava, but particularly for a very renounced person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was setting the example for his followers. But so just previously, in the course of chanting and dancing ecstatically, Lord Chaitanya came crashing to the ground, and it just so happened that Kashishwar and Govinda were in some distant place, so Maharaj Prataparudra personally lifted him. And when Lord Chaitanya saw that it was the king who had touched him, he exclaimed, "Oh, how pitiful it is that I have been touched by a person who is interested in mundane affairs. Disgusting. Yuck." He didn't say that. So, poor king. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his life and soul, and he's being considered a disgusting, contaminated piece of garbage by his dear most beloved. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya consoled him, saying, "Very soon you will get Lord Chaitanya's association and his special mercy. Please remain calm." So text 186. King Prataparudra became frightened when Lord Chaitanya showed external anger. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king, "Don't worry." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed the king, "The Lord is very satisfied with you. By pointing you out, he was teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people." Purport. Although outwardly the king was a mundane man interested in money and women, internally he was purified by devotional activities. He showed this by engaging as a street sweeper to please Lord Jagannath. A person may appear to be a pounds and shillings man interested in money and women, but if he is actually very meek and humble and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not mundane. Such a judgment can be made only by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his very confidential devotees. As a general principle, however, no devotee should intimately mix with mundane people interested in money and women. That's the only purport in this section. We'll come back. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, "I shall submit your petition when there is an opportune moment. It will then be easy for you to come and meet the Lord." So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is expert. By his mercy upon the king, he's indicating, "I'll extend, I'll be an intermediary and I'll make this arrangement." And because the Lord is very kind upon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, one who is very dear to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will surely get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, as happened with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya because of his relationship with Gopinath Acharya. Sarvabhauma attributed that to the reasons he got Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and similarly he's extending it to the king. After circumambulating Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went behind the car and began pushing it with his head. As soon as he pushed, the car immediately started to move, making a rattling noise. The people all around began to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hari, Hari. As the cart began to move, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his personal associates in front of the cars, occupied by Lord Balaram and Subhadra, the goddess of fortune. Greatly inspired, he then began to dance in front of them. After finishing the dance, before Lord Baladev and Subhadra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before Lord Jagannath's car. Upon seeing Lord Jagannath, he began to dance again. When they reached the place called Balagandhi, Lord Jagannath stopped his car and began to look left and right. On the left side, Lord Jagannath saw the neighborhood of Brahmanas, known as Vipra Shasana, and the coconut tree grove. On the right side, he saw nice flower gardens resembling those in the holy place of Vrindavan. One sentence purport. Viprashasana is a name generally used in the Orissa province for the quarters where Brahmanas live. Text 195. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were dancing in front of the car, and having stopped the car, Lord Jagannath watched the dancing. It was customary that food be offered to the Lord at Viprashasana. Indeed, innumerable dishes of food were offered, and Lord Jagannath tasted each one of them. All kinds of devotees of Lord Jagannath, from neophytes to the most advanced, offered their best cooked food to the Lord. This included the king, his queens, his ministers and friends, and all other big and small residents of Jagannath Puri, all the visitors who had come from different countries to Jagannath Puri, as well as the local devotees, offered their personally cooked food to the Lord. The devotees offered their food everywhere, in front and behind the car, on the two sides, within the flower garden, wherever possible, they made their offerings to the Lord, for there were no hard and fast rules. While the food was being offered, a large crowd of people gathered. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped his dancing and went to a nearby garden. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the garden, immersed in great ecstatic emotion. He fell flat on a raised platform there. The Lord was very fatigued from the hard labor of dancing, and there was perspiration all over his body. He therefore enjoyed the fragrant, cool breeze of the garden. All the devotees who were performing Sankirtan came there and took rest under each and every tree. Thus I have described the great performance of congregational chanting by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he danced in front of Lord Jagannath. In his prayer, known as Chaitanyastaka, Srila Rupa Goswami has given a vivid description of the Lord's dancing before the car of Jagannath. Purport, Srila Rupa Goswami composed three prayers, each with the title Chaitanyastaka, the verse next quoted is from the first of the Chaitanyastika prayers included in the book Stavamala. Quote, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced down the main road in great ecstasy before Lord Jagannath, the master of Nilachala, who was sitting on his car. Overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss of dancing and surrounded by Vaishnavas who sang the holy names, he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, manifested waves of ecstatic love of Godhead. When will Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again be visible to my vision? Anyone who hears this description of the Car Festival will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which he will have firm conviction in devotional service. Can you feel it? And love of Godhead. Praying at the feet, playing at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So there's a, that's the end of the chapter, there's an idiot note that says, please end here. But I want to go a little bit further. So whoever organizes the class can know that I'm going to spill over a little bit. Because the pastime, there's one of the qualities of Krishna is that he's expert. And part of that expertise is by accomplishing one thing, he's simultaneously accomplishing many things. It's this one here. Fantastic, thanks. Okay. So the over a long series of verses, there's this wonderful narration of Lord Chaitanya giving his mercy to a most deserving personality, King Prataparudra. And the elements of that King Prataparudra's pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the same principles that we hear over and over again, and we also have the opportunity over and over again to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it starts with serving the Vaishnavas and honoring the Vaishnavas. Because King Prataparudra, although he's the big guy, he's the king, topmost big guy, his happiness was simply serving the devotees. Starting with Ramananda Roy, when he heard that Ramananda Roy was being requested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get leave of absence from the government where he was governor. It's something like maybe a temple president hearing that, you know, somebody wants the head pujari to leave their service and go somewhere else and do something else. Maybe those who aren't involved in deity worship, that may not be so clear. Maybe, like we just the other day, we heard that Bhrigupati Prabhu in the last week distributed so many hundreds of small books, several hundreds of large books, and collected 9,000 Lakshmi points in the course of 1 week, 7 days. So Savas gets a notice saying, you know, we'd like Bhrigupati to come over here and do some other service. Or maybe, you know, Bhadri Narayan gets a notice saying, you know, Savas is doing a great job as the LA temple president. We want him to, you know, go somewhere and do something else. And Bhadri Narayan says, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants Wabash to do this service. I'll give him double salary and full pension and sure, just take off and see you later, Wabash. Is that likely to happen? Oh. But it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanting. And so immediately the king responds, yes. This is the desire of Lord Chaitanya. Immediately. Yes. Full pension. Double his pension. Let him go and serve by the side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sacrifice anything for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the whole series of other opportunities where the humility of the king was tested, where the submission of the king was tested. His willingness, but the petition on the part of the devotees to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he'll give up of his service. If being king and having this opulence means he can't have your association, at once he'll give it up. He'll become a mendicant. Somehow, series by step by step by step, the long procedure of getting Lord Chaitanya's full mercy and crowned this very simple act of sweeping the street. So we do that at Rath Yatra too. Somebody gets a regular broom, paints the handle gold, and we get the broom and sweep the street. We don't consider that that's not a big humble service. That's a great fortune. But he's the great king. There's one description that I guess there's time for. There was this act of king. It was such a strong statement of humility for the king to take the role of a bungee, a street sweeper, that later on, after this lila was performed, where he received Lord Chaitanya's mercy, there was a princess in some southern province where the princess had the desire to accept King Prataparudra as her husband. But the father of the princess said, no way. One who has taken the role of a street sweeper is not going to become the husband of my daughter. You've heard this narration? So King Prataparudra became one. It's not just insulted, he's calling me a street sweeper, but one who serves Lord Jagannath. It's an insult to Jagannath. It's a wonderful service. So in great anger, the details of the narration, I'm sure I'm going to mess up, but essentially he took his whole army to do battle with the king, and he was defeated. He had prayed to Lord Jagannath. No, he hadn't prayed to Lord Jagannath. So when he came back, defeated, he asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what happened, Lord Jagannath? I was defending the honor of Lord Jagannath. And Sarvabhauma asked him, did you go and pray humbly at the feet of Lord Jagannath for his mercy? He said, oh, I was just acting. I didn't take that humble position and take his blessings and proceed. I guess I was in the wrong spirit. He said, you should take the blessings of Lord Jagannath before you go. Take Lord Jagannath's blessings. If he gives his blessings, assemble your army and go again. So he took the blessings, he assembled his army and went again. The detail was something like this, that they left in such a hurry that they didn't have ample provisions. And so when they went to stop at one village to get refreshment of water and other items, the shop owners were already there waiting to offer all those things to the king and his army. And they said, "How did you know we were coming?" They said, "Oh, two of your soldiers, one very blackish in complexion and the other very fair in complexion, they came ahead and they paid everything. And they said, very soon the king's army will be coming and you will be and they will be victorious." So he understood it wasn't just blessings. He had Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram's direct intervention to assist them in being victorious and defeated the other king's entire army, and the princess came back as the queen of King Prataparudra by the mercy of Lord Jagannath. So this act of King Prataparudra sweeping the street, for the most part, we're Americans, so that's quite okay. In other cultures, for something like that to happen is not quite okay. But for the king, he had no, sarva upadi vinir muktam, tat paratvena nirmalam. He had no consideration of my designation as king. He wasn't at all thinking of himself that way, and even really, other than for service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no attachment to the designation, simply taking that humble position of service. Repeatedly, in a refrain, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami expresses that melted the heart in a whole series of softening the heart externally in his Leela, that softened the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the point where, as in this immediately previous Leela, he fell to the ground. By his divine arrangement, those who would normally assist him were not present. And the king personally lifted him and received his transcendental mercy. The other part of the Leela, very similar to Advaita Acharya and his assistant, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had as his personal secretary, Sarup Damodar, Advaita Acharya similarly had a personal secretary. The name of his personal secretary starts with a K. Kamalakanta Vishwas. Yes? So, Kamalakanta Vishwas, because he was the personal secretary of Advaita Acharya, he knew the intimate confidential affairs of Advaita Acharya. And one of those intimate personal affairs of Advaita Acharya was that Advaita Acharya had a debt to King Prataparudra. Some modest amount, but because he's a Brahmana, he's obliged to fulfill his obligations in duty. So Kamalakanta Vishwas visited Puri, and when he visited Puri, he wrote a letter to dear King Prataparudra. Advaita Acharya, my master, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is to be honored by one and all, not just by myself. He has some debt with you. My request is that you kindly absolve this modest debt so he'll be freed from that obligation. Somehow, you know, when you put things in writing, be careful. Somehow that letter got into the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he read that letter, he was very angry. Very similar to his disdain of having anything to do with Maharaj Prataparudra. That Kamalakanta Vishwas should never come into my presence ever again. And this news came to Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya said, "Why are you giving your mercy to him like this? You never scold me. You're giving more mercy to him than to me. So when the news went to Kamalakanta Vishwas, Kamalakanta Vishwas came to Advaita Acharya. What am I to do? I've offended Lord Chaitanya. And now he doesn't want to have anything to do with me. You fool. You're receiving his mercy. And gave instances when the Supreme Personality of Godhead shows his special mercy. We probably all have this experience. There are circumstances when we're very, very cautious about speaking strongly to someone because we know they can't take it. So rather than speaking strongly, maybe it's even needed, but we don't speak strongly because we know they can't take it. The relationship is not of that kind where you can do like that. So you make light of the situation. Maybe addressed in an indirect way or something or other, but not smash, strong. So Advaita Acharya explained, I've tried again and again to get Lord Chaitanya to take the superior position. He did so with Mother Sachi and showed him his special mercy, although that's his mother. He treats me. He won't treat me with such intimacy and confidentiality. He will never behave like that. You're so fortunate. So Lord Chaitanya then called for Kamalakanta Vishwas. And then Advaita Acharya said, now you're doing double wrong. Now you're showing him your mercy. And yet another way. So Kamalakanta Vishwas came and Lord Chaitanya instructed in the following way, that what you've said is right, that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is Advaita Acharya's position. I confirm it. But if he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how can he be indebted to anybody? Even the king? How is this possible? You Bhaulia, you fool. Learn correctly. And all the devotees understood when Lord Chaitanya said, one who is in elevated position should be very careful about receiving some assistance, financial assistance from a worldly person. Anyone, particularly those in the renounced order of life, should be very careful in this regard. And everyone could understand the message wasn't just for Kamalakanta Vishwas or Advaita Acharya. It was meant for everybody who is a practicing Vaishnav. So Lord Chaitanya was especially showing his mercy to Kamalakanta Vishwas by using him as an instrument, very much like Krishna used Arjuna as an instrument to instruct us by instructing him. All the Vaishnavas were instructed by how Lord Chaitanya was dealing with Kamalakanta Vishwas and similarly with the king. And similarly it's meant for us. We should be very careful when we're dealing with worldly people. Just the connection with the next section is the verse that Lord Chaitanya was hearing from Gopi Gita that begins Niskinchanasya. I'll read the verse, but just to connect it first. Niskinchan, or in the language of the first canto of Bhagavatam, akinchana gochara, that those who are truly qualified to receive the mercy that's coming from descending sources, it's not possible to receive that if one has strong aspirations for material happiness, if one has shelter in the material realm. Where's the verse? Vaisheshika Prabhu, you know the verse? Page 211. The page number is different in here. Is Kinchanasha Vavanod Mukasha? Oh. Is it? Okay, there it is. Thank you. Nishkinchanasha Bhagavad Bhavanon Mukasha. Prabhupada writes, the words Nishkinchana refers to a person who has finished his material activities. Finished with material activities means, like the king Prataparudra, he was continuing with his service as king, but to him it meant nothing. Everything to him was his affinity, his deep love and affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same as in the next chapter, chapter 14, text 13, when Prataparudra Maharaj is reciting Gopi Gita, Lord Chaitanya embraced him, saying, go on, speak further, say it again. So, my dear Lord, this is Tavakatamritam Tapta Jivanam, Kavibir Iditam Kamashapaham, Shravana Mangalam Srimad Atatam Bhuvi Granati Ye Bhuridajanaha. My dear Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. It sounds like a Sankirtan, you know, rally to like go out and distribute books or go out and do your preaching work. Here it's the gopis glorifying the Supreme Personality Godhead or Maharaj Prataparudra, pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, massaging his legs and feet in very simple Vaishnava attire rather than the attire of a king, which he had no attachment for in any case. And although he's king, he's reciting Gopi Gita to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He who has no material affinity, no material attraction, finished with the expectation of material happiness and worldly affairs, gone completely from his heart, such a person is the eligible candidate to receive the mercy of a great personality like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the association of the great Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing and relishing together the topics of Krishna Katha. So this ecstatic kirtan, the intimate interactions of Lord Chaitanya with Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, the brahmanas at Viprashasana, the residential quarters area where many brahmanas reside, and they come out in droves in all directions. Who can imagine what that scene was? Crowds of people, wherever they can make an offering, make it just right there, make the offering. No rules and regulations, make an offering. People from places all over India coming and squatting on their little place and making offerings of cooked food that they brought from their home, an offering to Lord Jagannath. And off in the garden is this transcendental exchange where the fullness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is being bestowed upon the king, to the point where his heart is now completely satisfied. I don't know how he did it, but it describes after some time he finished his recitation, paid his respects with folded palms to all the Vaishnavas around all these different trees, and the Rath Yatra procession then resumed. There's a wonderful message, a path for anyone who is in a worldly position. And, well, we don't have that. Most of us, not especially worldly people with great opulence of some kind or another. But everyone has some gift that Krishna has given, and there's a tendency to be proud of some little gift that we have. Prabhupada's expression is that even a pauper is proud of his penny. So whatever it is that Krishna has given each one of us, there's a path to free our hearts from the attachment for being the enjoyer of that little something, whatever that something is, which is borrowed property in any case. It's meant, its purpose is for service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this cultivation of service to the Vaishnavas, willingness to sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord, anything for his happiness and well-being, eager to receive the mercy of great personalities, that disposition, spirit of heart, great humility, it wins the favor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for which we are also very anxious, and it can carry us to this topmost position of mercy. I hope I'm not breaking the rule here by going ahead and reading a little verse, but it's connected to the whole Leela. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Thank you.